Good morning. As a weak disturbance shears off to the south and east of New York City, skies have become clear across most of interior New York and New England. And with calm winds, temperatures have dropped back into the 30s, with some places even at or below freezing to start the day. That same high pressure will bring us plenty of sunshine during the day today. And temperatures will climb off our morning lows quickly back through the 30s and 40s this afternoon in the 50s and topping out in the lower 60s in most locations. With less wind than the last couple of days, it will be much more comfortable. A warm front will approach the region tonight with increasing clouds this evening and a good chance of showers late tonight and towards sunrise on Thursday. Overnight lows will go back into the lower 40s. So we'll open up Thursday with clouds and a few showers. It'll be breezy and mild during the day, though, with mostly cloudy skies. Highs will reach to about 60. Milder air will continue to flow in Thursday night and for the day on Friday. Skies will be mostly cloudy as a storm system emerges out of the lower Mississippi Valley and heads in our direction. There's a good chance of showers by the end of the day Friday, perhaps some steadier or heavier rain into the evening with a chance of a rumble of thunder as high temperatures reach to about 70 degrees. An upper level disturbance will take its time pushing through the region on Saturday and Sunday. The result will be scattered showers on Saturday afternoon with highs in the upper 60s, then on the cooler side of the system, still mostly cloudy with a few showers on Easter Sunday and highs in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system currently moving across the west will continue to move inland with periods of steady rain and high elevation snow throughout the Rockies. A portion of the storm's energy will track across the southwest and strengthen. This will lead to a round of strong to severe thunderstorms from southern and eastern Kansas, Oklahoma, and down into Texas for today. The Storm Prediction Center is forecasting an enhanced risk for severe storms for these areas, with a slight risk extending as far north as Iowa and western Illinois. Heavy rain will also be possible from these storms, with a slight risk for flash flooding in place from East Texas into western Louisiana and much of Arkansas. Some of these same locations experienced heavy rain over the past week and could be more sensitive to flooding from additional heavy rain from the upcoming storm. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 16 degrees with a northwest wind at 58, gusting to 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 23, 64% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.13 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 12 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 58 degrees, the low 37, the average temperature 48, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 2.1 inches of snow for the month, which is 4/10 of an inch of snow above normal. And with 55.4 inches of snow for the season, we're now 4.2 inches below normal. There were 17 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 299, which is 22 below normal. And for the season, 5,924 heating degree days, that's 270 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high, 91, set in 2002, and the record low, 21, in 1971 and in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:11 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:39 p.m., 13 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, Also, the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 50s. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers late tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers late tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers late tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers late tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers late tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds and showers, then partly sunny and highs near 60. Mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm by the end of the day Friday, warmer near 70. Mostly cloudy with showers on Saturday, upper 60s. Scattered showers on Easter Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds back to near 70 on Monday. And some sunshine giving way to clouds on Tuesday with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.